Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. It's Mike Ward, Chris Ramsey, Pantelis, Mutante. We are Two Drink Minimum. And this episode is brought to you by our friends over at Polysleep. Polysleep.ca is a website that you can go to, Mr. Chris Ramsey.
I go every day. I love Polysleep. I'm addicted, Polysleep. Actually.
Yeah. They got these mattresses. Mm-hmm. They got these antimicrobial properties, like most new mattresses, really. I don't know why they're bragging. Everyone's doing this now. Yeah. But they have the most comfortable beds at Polysleep, polysleep.ca, and the best pillows. That's what we always brag about. We
got very humpable pillows.
Yeah, years ago they gave us those pillows, and you could like adjust them and fix how you want them, bigger, smaller, all
bend
that.
Bend them over, do whatever you want.
Bend them over, do whatever you want. Mike, you like those pillows?
I love those pillows.
I love those pillows too. Yeah.
It took me a year and a half to find out they were adjustable. Oh. So I used to hate those pillows, and then they became the best, your best pillows ever.
Preacher's the one who told us they were adjustable. I didn't know either.
These motherfuckers. Everyone's bragging that the pillows are good. Every week I'd get a live reading that they're the best pillows, and I'd be like, I'm such a fraud.
And of course, Preach knows that these have bought the adjustable pillows on purpose.
As soon as I figured it out, I was like, oh yeah, this is amazing.
Yeah, that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Polysleep also means a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Because technically, the best sleep you can get is polysleep. It's second
more
best
sleep.
The only sleep you get more than that is heroin. But who wants to move to Vancouver?
It's like being polyamorous.
Mm. Yeah.
It's more, right?
Many,
more,
many.
More, better.
More
it means
better.
More sleep.
Yeah. More sleep. And they love the podcast game. They've sponsored Two Drink Minimum. They're sponsors on the French Cast. They sponsor Who's It Good.
Hell yeah.
They're aware, and they sell beds everywhere.
What's their what's their jingle?
We're working on the jingle. I asked them to
really?
Do a jingle. Yeah, I want to do a jingle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was your suggestion?
I said, polysleep. Polysleep. We don't care if you're gay. We don't care if you're black or Greek. We draw the line at trans. Polysleep. No. I told them they should do like a little quick thing.
Yeah.
Polysleep. Yeah.
Polysleep. But then again, like since all they do is live read ads. So the jingle, then you'd have some fucking podcaster always doing like, by Menon.
Polysleep.
That was a good one.
Yeah. By Menon was good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Hot podcast with Gaffigan.
There was some that stuck with you. But Polysleep, if they do a jingle, they could do it for the online ads when it ends.
Yeah.
Be like, Polysleep. Better than all the garbage you'll get anywhere else. Mm.
Or just have a go,
Polysleep. They could advertise on
Or just a snore, just.
But they love podcasts. They even made a video game.
They should. Do they sponsor like any OnlyFans creators? Because I feel like that'd be a fit.
Oh, I think beds would be a fit. I remember if I suggested or if they already do it.
No mattress company sponsors OnlyFans. For some reason, all those companies look at OnlyFans people like being dirty whores.
Yeah, but that's why we pay the money.
They should definitely sponsor.
Yeah, I think so.
OnlySleep is very they're cool. Like they like everyone. So I think if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be them.
And viewer retention is great. I mean, you know your audience.
OnlyFans girls are better at selling stuff. They go all in.
Yeah.
Like whenever you see, whenever you see like a OnlyFans girl on Instagram doing an ad, she's fucking selling the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Plus, if you want to test out how antimicrobial the product is, fuck, no better than AIDS.
Also true. And
it's a max test.
Absolutely. And the fact that like it's the only thing you can't test out in the store.
Yeah, maybe the OnlyFans girl. Her pussy gets clean because of the mattress.
That's right. That's how good.
She's like, I'm no longer a dirty whore. I'm just a whore.
This is a good ad.
Thank you,
Polysleep. Polysleep.
They're going to love this.
Yeah, it's cool. Polysleep has their own podcast.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know who's really good at doing, I guess you call them.
They're so good. They're so good. The OnlyFans girl fall asleep on them while they're having sex. Sorry to interrupt you.
No worries.
And then they have to freeze, go, consent is necessary.
Yeah. She's always just falling asleep. And the guy.
The mattress
is so good. The guy doesn't come because he's just like,
So what's going on?
Is this so cool?
Yeah.
Are we cool?
It'll make Riley Reed count sheep.
By the way, if you get one of those pillows that we have, tag us. Hashtag and be like, we got these pillows because those retards on the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, send us some pillow pics.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, today I was on TikTok and I'm scrolling and I land on a Pinky Doll video. What?
No, keep going. Keep
God
going.
Damn, he's so discreet.
Very, very. I'm gonna adjust the camera.
Yeah, because it's crooked.
And how did that happen?
It was on the first episode.
You guys hit it?
This? I think someone hit it.
Better.
No more. That's. I think that's it. I think you got it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Carry on.
That was so fucking discreet.
Sorry, we'll cut all that out. It's fine, right?
Okay. So if you're doing video, and you gotta tell someone something, go like.
Yeah. But he did both. Like,
but he was
can
like,
you move the, "Hey, can you move the camera?
Yeah.
The camera's crooked. Mike, hold on, I don't want to bother you."
Yeah, that's what he did. Yeah.
And he couldn't take his eyes off the underage sex dolls on his screen. Yeah. He was like, "Hey," looking at his screen.
Why are you so sexy and so young?
Carry on.
Yeah. So
sorry, Mike. Sorry we cut you off there.
Today, I was on TikTok and I land on a Pinky Doll live.
Oh yeah. Shit!
And Pinky Doll has gone really downhill.
Yeah,
I haven't watched.
Yeah,
yeah, because she's not even doing the "Hi, I dream so good" anymore.
Welfare so good.
She's just doing anything, and then I go see her feed, and it's just her doing ads, and it's the weirdest thing. Because she's got this weird accent. You're like not sure what the fuck is going on.
Smoking crack now.
Yeah.
It's like, Monster energy drink. Very good for you. Better than the Prime.
Do you see the skit we did about the NPCs?
No.
We did a president. If president was an NPC like that, was like the popcorn popper and stuff.
He's doing like a State of the Union. He's okay. Addressing he's the president.
Thanks to the Rockets.
Yeah.
It was a Epstein sure knows how to party.
Yeah, that was that's good because that's the future.
Yeah,
yeah,
it really is. Mm, I look forward to it. So I welcome good. It.
Can't believe the like, yeah. But that we talked about this on an earlier episode. That's just sexual, right? There's got to be guys that just
switch.
Like a pinky dog.
Oh, yeah, for
you're
sure.
Just watching her jerk off, right?
But when they do the glizzies.
Yeah, the glizzies. The guys do the glizzies, too. It's wild.
What are glizzies?
Yeah, they're supposed to be hot dogs.
Okay.
But the way they do them, they're like, thanks for the glizzies. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And like, I'm taking down that hot dog in my butt.
And so people are like, and the hot dogs cost like, I don't know, 7 cents, or they're more expensive than the roses. They're like, I want to buy more glizzies. So that.
Okay.
I think there's like some control aspect, too. Because it's like you're making them do that.
Yeah.
And I understand why that could be like hot for someone sitting at home who has no control. His mom tells him what to do. And he's like, fuck you, mom. And she's been dead for months. Yeah. And he's wearing her clothes. Yeah. And
dude,
then,
I'm
you know, and then
right
he's
now.
Like on one of these things. And he's like, fucking eat a glizzy. You know,
how,
and she's
how
eating
much
a glizzy.
Is it to get her to eat a glizzy.
So like that's the thing. These things cost like nothing to up to $500.
Whoa. Okay,
really?
Yeah. Per item. So it's like a rose is like a penny, 1.7 pennies or whatever. And then like as you go up and then she'll do more things and those emotes will get more elaborate or they'll actually become like this, you know, AR where it's like aunt, she's wearing the cowboy hat or whatever. And so the more you pay, the more extravagant this sort of emote is.
What do you get for $500? You could bang for $500.
You can honestly bang for $500. That's a down That's payment insane. On a robot.
That's crazy. Poseidon right away. Look at those fingers. Look at how quick those fingers are.
Fastest.
He's like, what is $500?
Yeah. But I told you people are advertising, right? People are advertising on those things because like the top two donators have their names up there. And so one guy figured it out and had his company up there and he was paying a lot of money, but his return on investment, he was making money.
That would be funny Smart. If it's like, it's Pinky Doll, like, glizzy, glizzy. And like the top contributor is KFC.
I wonder what kind of business, though, that's good advertising.
It was like
you can't have like a funeral home.
Polysleep.
Or like, yeah. Or Polysleep.
I mean, I don't know.
Polysleep, you could.
You know why? Because everybody needs pillows and beds. Everyone needs mattresses. That's
everyone
right.
needs,
that needs
a funeral home.
Yeah, sadly.
No, you don't.
Dude, they're super pricey.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
We went through this last time.
I was at a funeral.
You can die dead right where you sit, and it wouldn't.
But you could sleep on the floor.
That's true.
Funerals are a racket, dude. They're charging like 50, 60 Gs or 100 Gs for certain caskets and stuff. Very gold caskets.
Yeah, I'm going low budget.
What are you doing?
Me?
Yeah. What are you, dead? What are you, cremated? What are you?
I haven't decided yet, but I have been thinking of the cremation route, so it's less trouble for everyone.
Yeah. Cremation, no coffin.
Yeah.
Just put me in a cardboard box, cremation in a thing, and then my girlfriend has to carry me around with her on her first dates.
Oh, I'll do you one better. That's fair. You're going to cremate me, you're going to put me there, and then you have to, if you want to inherit my vast wealth, you're going to have to use that as coffee creamer every day until it's done. And once that's completed and you've drank me in your coffee, you can have my assets.
I'll chug God you down right damn away.
Some people get the people's ashes tattooed.
No, I don't know what you do. I think you just keep the urn. I wouldn't make someone keep my urn, though.
What if there's a 2% chance that you're going to feel being burned alive? Does that ever cross your mind?
Well, I'm not alive.
Yeah, no, but like, what if like you're still in there and you're like, burning it in an incinerator?
I think that 1 second is probably better than waking up dead in a coffin.
You know that it doesn't last forever.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, the worms eating your brain might take a little...
I'd rather get burnt than have, feel worms going through my brain.
And the urn, you can store it like a casket. So they have these crypts.
What? I think
not crypts, but like these things at the
mausoleums?
No, mausoleums, I think.
I've never heard of that.
They're at the...
Yeah, where you like display the ashes?
No. They're at the... what's it called, bro? The place where you...
If I die soon...
Yeah.
And they have placed me in an urn. You need to come dressed as Paul Bear and just be like, "Oh, I would be very thankful.
You're on every podcast?
Yeah.
he's just sitting there.
He's coming from the underworld.
We'll just have you here and throw a poly sleep sticker on it.
didn't a place get caught that they were giving out the fake ashes to people? I'm pretty sure they all do that.
I think a lot do.
Yeah.
They just burn and then here you go, this fucking two scoops.
The guy at Harvard, he did that. He was making money.
Two scoops of raisin bran.
Selling bits and parts to people.
Would you put like cornflakes?
Dude, dangle my body from an amusement park. Like when I'm dead.
You have
I don't
no
care.
Respect for corpses because you're
no, I parks. No, yeah. I wouldn't want to see it if I'm alive, but the second I'm dead, I don't care.
I think about the people around me. Like, I know you would not love to see my corpse paraded around town.
I don't have to deal with it ever. Like, even thinking about it. Because if I think about it, then it's like, oh, but when it happens, I'm not going to be around.
Right.
So it won't matter. What is it, who's going to matter
to?
To the other people.
I got a will.
Okay.
I was
so then you do kind of care.
Yeah.
It wasn't my choice.
Okay.
Am I in your will?
Not yet. I have to update it.
Listen, bro. I'm the only one here, actually him too, that are willing to protect your corpse. He's going to fuck it.
Yeah, I will throw.
That's why I should be in as well.
Yeah. He doesn't care though. He said it.
I don't.
He's going to sign over to him.
I literally do not
Poseidon
care.
Could do whatever if he wants to my body.
Like, you don't care, but doesn't. If you knew, if someone said, look, I'm a big fan, I'm kind of creepy, the moment you die, I'm fucking you hard.
Cool.
I'm fucking you until your ass splits open.
Make sure I'm dead.
Okay.
That's all. If I'm dead, I don't care.
And I mean,
God, I really don't. Because you stop caring. You can't care. You can't physically care.
You're right. And before we continue, just with that, polysleep. Polysleep.ca. That was the ad.
Since the last show, since the last recording, I went to the Grey Cup.
Yes, you did.
Right? Oh, yeah. We all went to PFL last week. But before that, I went to the Grey Cup. And they had a disabled man at the door checking our tickets. Which, and I'm all for, and the guy had cerebral palsy.
I'm against that.
I'm all for hiring disabled people, but just to scan tickets, maybe get someone to control his arm a little bit.
Yeah. I'm tired of all these cerebrals, all these cerebs police going around acting all holier than
how shaky
with
was
their
he?
Jobs.
He was really shaky because I go in, and you be me, like just hold the phone, and he goes like, and then he was like, just go.
This guy's employee of the month every month.
Just go is such a cry of desperation. Yeah. God just damn, that's all fucking sad.
Imagine you just smash it.
I was probably the first laughing. One that was like, okay, this guy's got a job to do. I'm going to let him do his job. Everyone else was like,
get out of here.
All right.
God.
Yeah.
All right, shakes.
I shouldn't have even bought a ticket.
Yeah, it was at that moment that he became a cuck. He was just like at home, and he's like, you know what? Just run a train on my wife.
I'm against all that. I'm against cerebral palsy.
He's a poor guy.
Yeah. You're against cerebral palsy?
Big time.
It's the only one he doesn't like.
Well, you can't. How do you? It just what?
I'm against it.
Okay. What is cerebral palsy? It's just like you're like there, but you're you're physically retarded, right? You're just like, you look like
physically retarded. I think like
it's the thing that makes you shake a lot, no?
Yeah, but it's like your limbs are contorted.
You have
your brain's not.
The signal's not going to the right place.
Yeah, I'm against that.
So you have problems.
I'm heavily and against that.
Some people can't speak. Some people
that's
have.
That's because you
I stand against
Aaron Belial. Doesn't he have that?
If I think it's 9 seconds without oxygen when you're born.
So,
if that happens. Like, it's just a fraction. Like, my brother went, when he was born, he went, 8 seconds without oxygen.
And now he pilots a plane.
And he pilots a plane, but if he'd gone one more second. He'd be
dude, that's piloting
like,
a bus.
That's like a rodeo cowboy.
Yeah.
It's like those a rodeo cowboy. One more second, it's all over.
Yeah.
Eight seconds of glory.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm against it. I'm against all that stuff. I don't like it. I think it should be stopped.
Yeah.
I have a friend with a cerebral palsy that he I'm diabetic, so every 4 years I got to pass a medical exam and a bunch of tests just to make sure I can drive. He has cerebral palsy. He got his license when he was 16. He's 51. Never been back to take a test.
Wow. Because he's
this in the basement somewhere? I guess because they're like, he's still got cerebral palsy.
Oh, he's still good.
Whereas a diabetic, you can go blind and lose your legs. So maybe they think I don't have feet anymore. The break.
That's probably it. Can you also get rid of diabetes? Can you just get rid of it?
I guess if you had suicide.
Yeah.
Suicide,
that's the one.
That's the one
again,
cure for
solves
everything.
Your problems. People, all your problems instantly go away.
Can you bring this up? I think people have gone out of diabetes, but I don't know if it's which type, one or two.
Yeah, it's type two. And type two is the
you
one
to
that
your whole diet.
People get.
If
you stop eating carbs, then you're not diabetic.
You have type one.
I have type one.
We're number one.
So even if I don't eat any carbs,
yeah,
there was a guy online the other day fucking with people that he actually posted something himself and then answered. He was like, "I'm type one diabetic." And I don't have enough money to buy insulin, so I don't know what's gonna happen this week. I'm probably gonna die. So if I'm gonna die, I think I'm just gonna commit suicide.
Holy shit!
And then the first comment was lose weight, eat less if you want to be healthy.
Hey, not wrong.
And then someone was like, "No, that's very mean. It's not the same diabetes." And he was like, "If you eat less, you don't need insulin."
So funny.
Oh and my then, God. But then. People realize it was the same guy.
He was talking to himself?
The guy that was pretending to be all
genius.
Sick and dying just wrote something. Look at me. I'm fucking feeble.
Fucking smart.
Yeah. Yo. So he was trolling himself.
This is on Facebook. It had to be on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is genius.
Yeah, he was trolling
himself. That is pure genius.
Piece of shit.
I was saying.
And with like a, but he's smart because he trolled himself with like a point of contention where people would be like, hey, no, actually.
It was all so
were, yeah, and then people were trying to correct him. There are two types of diabetes, and then he was saying that there were three.
Oh God, so I love this guy.
He's just being an asshole.
That's beautiful.
Hey, you saw?
I miss that about the old internet.
Yeah,
you don't have like fun trolls anymore.
Facebook's still like that a little bit.
Because most of the trolls I see are fucking politics.
Yeah,
politics or COVID, and that just gets annoying.
Yeah,
but like a diabetes troll is still funny.
That's a good one.
I got one for you guys. I've seen this one. Oh, fuck. Where's the photo?
And but old internet, you're right.
Remember this? This is how the internet's always mean. It was, you see this little girl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was Variety. They wrote, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle just released the first photo of baby Lilibet Diana Montabin Windsor to celebrate her first birthday. And then someone actually commented and said,
let's go.
Jennifer Lopez is far more beautiful than her.
She's not wrong.
With a photo of Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she brought receipts.
She brought receipts. She was like, that baby's beautiful. Let me show you beautiful, bro. That's beautiful. Like, everything on the internet has to be a competition.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, it's a beautiful baby. Like, nah, you know, it's beautiful J-Lo's ass.
Yeah. I'd be like, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
That baby's pretty normal looking.
It's a normal looking baby.
And it wasn't a good looking baby.
No.
That's a fucking four.
Yeah.
At best.
Yeah.
That's not a cute little baby.
Yeah, normalize making not every baby cute.
Yeah.
You know,
I've normalized that. I tell
like,
people.
Yeah, when they're like, look at my
and
baby, you're like.
Usually biracial kids are always cute.
Yeah.
Usually.
Cunt is not a race.
But there are a few generations removed, though.
Yeah, so the I
kids,
guess.
Like, kids got red hair.
Yeah.
Are all biracial
kids? Like, since she's biracial, she's cute. Yeah. And then they just go back to the fucking ugly.
Well, no, that, no, it's true. Yeah. Then there's like normally a line of like that dude from. What's
it's that Anglo-Saxon gene.
Yeah, the Anglo-Saxon gene. Yeah, but there's also
Neanderthal looking.
The court, like, we're all gonna be quarter black or something, like, eventually, right? We're all gonna look like the same after like all this crock. Yeah,
but
exactly.
The chubby
we're all
version.
Gonna be Samoan, yeah, like a chubby version on a Segway. Yeah. Chubby versions of the Rock on a Segway is what we're all gonna look like. Yeah, a guy from
the soft rock.
Yeah,
the sock.
Yeah, some version of the Weeknd and Bruno Mars or something. You know what I mean?
You see Bruno Mars, not really an attractive dude.
No.
Can dance, though.
Yeah, goddamn right.
Like, usually if parents, I've noticed two people of different races, that if one of them's ugly or two of them are ugly, the kids are cute. If they're both good looking, the kids are kind of ugly.
Yeah.
Like, look at Will Smith and his fucking monster wife.
Jada Pinkett.
She's super hot. Their kids are kind of weird looking.
Yeah, their kids culturally are more weird.
Yeah,
the
girl is definitely cuter. Then Jaden.
But they're not as good looking as the mom.
No.
Not yet.
I'd rather bang the mom. Yet. Yeah, not yet. Choice.
Mm. But I don't know. Her attitude's kind of gross, dude.
Her attitude's gross, but I don't want to bang kids.
Yeah. Not yet.
Mm. Not yet. I haven't evolved.
They're probably adults now, right?
Oh, they might be adults.
Let's see.
Didn't his daughter have a good song?
They're definitely adults. Yeah, whip your hair.
How did it go?
Whip your hair.
Something about the sixth dimension or something.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And
that was a catchy tune. Yeah.
And I know right now.
Isn't the boy non-binary? Or he's like kind of half gay?
He's a fucking, I don't care.
Trey Smith is 31.
Who's the fuck's Trey Smith?
The forgotten sibling?
He's the one I'd bang. He's the only one I'd bang.
They got a 31-year-old son?
Forgotten
sibling? No, but that's the Will Smith's first
I never heard of this guy.
Jaden Smith, he is...
Is that the one he had with Dwayne Howard?
25. Yeah.
Trey Smith.
He was too. Yeah.
I never heard of Trey
Smith. 23. She's an adult.
23.
Still in my head.
Congrats, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You weren't jerking off the kitty boy.
He's it.
Yeah.
I don't feel so bad anymore. He's like, that photo is still 20 years old, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it right. Just because she's legal now, you can't jerk off to a photo for 20 years.
Why does she look weird?
Well,
I felt bad about that.
I've got many theories.
When the internet first started, and it had been around for a while, but I was looking. I used to love Alyssa Milano when I was a little kid.
Same.
Charm.
And I found pictures of her naked, and I was like, oh, this is so hot. And then I'm looking at the pictures and going,
it's not her.
But I was like, that's what she looked like on Who's the Boss. Like, she was fucking. Maximum 16, 17. So I think they were fake, like, yeah.
They were all,
pictures,
at the time, that's what they were. They
but
were fake
still,
Photoshop.
I was like, it's weird that I'm fucking, like...
That was your crush.
Yeah, but Hollywood made that weird because they're casting these 22-year-olds to play a 16-year-old. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
When you're watching fucking Twilight, these kids are supposed to be in high school. They're all, like, mid-20s, 30s.
Why the fuck are you watching Twilight?
Do you know what I mean? Because I'm trying to knock one off to a fucking dazzling vampire, a handsome dazzling vampire. But yeah, that's kind of fucked up that like they set those. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Oh, I never thought of them setting weird standards.
They did set
like
a weird standard.
Like the 90210 kids were all in their fucking 50s.
That fucked me when
they're
I was
all
a kid.
In like their 20s, right? So you're like,
my sister
I'm allowed
watched
to
that.
Think they're hot.
Yeah.
When I was young, my sister
that's
watched
fucked
that.
Up.
So that's how I would catch it, right? The over splash of 90210. And I remember.
Heather Locklear?
I remember thinking like, fuck, is that how big I'm gonna be in high school? Like, cause they look like they were divorced.
Yeah.
So that did fuck up my concept. The only realistic one was Degrassi.
Yeah. And the first Degrassi, even then, like
Boy Meets
some
World.
Of them, some
they
of
were
them
young.
Seemed old.
In the first Degrassi?
Yeah.
Later on, but in the beginning, you see them because they age with the show.
Yeah, because I was the same age as they were, and they felt older than me.
Really?
Or they looked older.
Topanga in Boy Meets World.
Topanga, dude, I had the biggest crush on Topanga.
Yeah.
She had
and I only started watching that like a year
ago. She had a fucking garbage truck. She had a dump truck. Right?
Can you bring up Topanga? Is it just my
when
childhood memories
oh my
that are
God.
Messed up?
Hold on,
or
I'm
was
curious.
She hot?
She was hot as
She was like built like a gymnast.
Yeah, because my childhood.
She had a gymnast build. Yeah.
Like, when I think back, I remember her being crazy hot, but I don't know if it's just as a kid you think she's hot.
Built the way that dirty old men used to be, like she's got birthing hips.
That's right. Let me, and good teeth.
Danielle Fischel.
Danielle
that's
Fisher.
Her.
She's definitely a Mormon.
She got OnlyFans.
What does she do now?
She got Mormon or she has OnlyFans, one of the two.
I hope it's Mormon.
If she cashed the fuck out on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans hair.
She would cash out on OnlyFans, dude.
Yeah, there's a generation of dudes who love their
especially now, dude.
Who have money,
dude? Tell like you know when you're thinking back on like high school and the girl you had a crush on, the popular chick who's like super hot. Like she could lose an eye and gain 80 pounds and you'd still be like, yeah. Oh my God, she's so hot, right? Just because you had a crush on her during that time, I feel.
I would have to experience it because right now it would be a no, but you never know. You might be on to something.
There's like something.
Well, one of my first girlfriends in high school, there was a porn star that had the same
face. Oh, yeah, she was. Yeah, there she is. She's cute. Well, she looks crazy in the first photo. But that's her now, right? She's a beautiful lady.
Yeah. Yeah. If that's her now, that's great.
She's a born-again Christian for sure. She's got a born again Christian face.
She's got a bit of a smushy face.
Yeah.
She actually looks like that one other actor.
She's like a soccer mom. She's got a
I like it.
Yeah.
There's the dress one. The dress one's nice.
Yeah, look, she's pregnant there. She has her baby.
Kind of girl next door vibe as well.
God damn it, Poseidon. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, she's stacked.
She is. She is built like a gymnast. I think she did do gymnastics. Yeah, definitely. Look at those lats, dude, and those rear delts.
I like that we're on a podcast that's on YouTube, and he was going to click on the image. It was blurred.
Oh, no.
I was about to, yeah, but I stopped myself.
Is that Steve Urkel? Yeah, save it for later. Okay, it looks like Steve Urkel.
In a bikini?
Became a woman.
Where?
No.
That's okay.
Family Matters joke?
But yeah, she's cute. She's this was not a wrong memory. She was legit. Yeah. She was a cute girl and now she's a hot woman.
Kristen Kreuk was my other hot crush.
But I feel bad though.
Let's find her. Who's that?
Kristen Kreuk?
I have to see her.
Lana from Smallville when I was in high school.
Oh, Lana. That was the brunette?
BC chick. Asian girl, yeah.
Where is she?
She's in Vancouver.
Didn't she almost join that sex cult? Or no?
Almost did. Yep. Yeah, well, no, she got asked to by Allison Mack, the one who played Chloe.
Yeah.
She was in the sex cult. And then,
Lana.
She was super.
That's almost in a sex.
But I feel like when she played in Smallville, she was already like an adult. I feel like she might have been 18, 19 already.
I first saw her in Smallville, and there was another Canadian thing that she was on. She was, look at her. What a stunning lady.
Yeah, I would leave anyone I'm with.
Hot biracial.
I would absolutely leave anyone I'm with immediately if she even showed me the smallest amount of interest. Yeah.
Balls in her camp.
But what are you gonna do now?
Yo, Lana, you like the magic?
Crazy.
I like that we can type in any celebrity's name and then bikini.
Try Poseidon in a bikini.
I love that Poseidon's discovering the internet on this podcast. It's pretty amazing.
And you know that when he's at home, he writes nude, but he was like, gotta keep this PG-13.
Those are all
deep
fakes.
You definitely don't write bikini. When you're at home.
No. He writes pussy.
You write blowjob or
no, of course, but I'm on the show.
I love how he's like such a gentleman. Of course, but I'm on a show now. I'm not going to put sloppy BJs. Yeah.
He's not a degenerate.
Nah, bro, I got Reddit for
what
that
am
shit,
I?
Bro. Just type in the name, bro.
What do you mean? They make deepfakes of everyone?
No. Just if you want to find...
If they exist, though.
If they exist, yeah. You get lucky sometimes.
Like who'd you get lucky?
Do you think you're famous enough that there's pictures of you, like someone defect? Made a Photoshop of you nude?
I hope so.
Like Google Chris Ramsey nude.
Oh shit! Yeah, do it.
I might get.
There might be the UK comedian.
I might get turned on though.
He's Ramsey.
Yeah.
There we go. And $5 you misspelled nude? It. He spelled Chris with an X.
It just random dudes.
Yeah.
They're hot.
Random dudes.
And they're all nude?
Ish.
There's a comedian. Oh, one and two is a comedian. That's a comedian. Those are the comedians. Wes? That's Chris Ramsey, a comedian.
Is that Wes?
That's Wes.
Because you spelled my name right, too.
Is that you?
No, that's the other Chris Ramsey.
There's another Chris. How many Chris Ramseys are there?
There's the one in UK. He's a comedian.
He had the world record for the biggest podcast.
Yeah, now he doesn't. Fucking loser. Yeah. Cause you have it.
There's Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, shirtless. Dude. Fuck yeah.
Fucking
no. Fuck that guy.
Gordon
dude.
Ramsay.
Fuck him.
Is Gordon Ramsay about to bang that black guy?
Yo, look how wide that guy is, dude. Look.
Oh my god.
What the fuck is that?
He's gonna.
Gordon Ramsay rubs mud. That's what I would call it.
What?
You
want to
rub some mud tonight?
No way.
Guys, calling out Chris Ramsay. What is that?
Wes, just fucking trying to clickbait.
That guy really wanted to buy a franchise of one of his.
Wait, go back up. Go back up. Gordon, Gino, and Fred go Greek.
Go Greek.
Nah. Oh, this is the Gino, the chef that they do the show with.
It's not Durante.
Yeah, but they're obviously doing Greek things. yeah. right now.
At some point, I saw a clip. I
My
saw
culture is not your costume.
I saw a clip of this, water so brown? Of this Gino Cook. He told Gordon Ramsay here, close your eyes. You're gonna try this food, and then the gayest shit. He fucking kissed him.
What makes you think that's gay, dude? That's yeah. fucking
homophobic. Oh, you guys so weird, kiss dude. Homies on the lips?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, dude.
Let them know.
Only if they're real ones.
Yeah. Be like, yo, good night. Good night.
Yeah, I'm not a homophobe, dude. I'll kiss my homies good night.
On the forehead? Only on the forehead.
When they're sick.
The tip of their dick. Right on the tip of the dick. Good night, buddy.
Who was your crush when you were young?
Rihanna.
What?
That's recent.
Yeah, but I'm 30.
Yeah.
But you're getting old now.
That's 15 years ago, bro. 15 years ago.
Yeah, Rihanna's
like
good.
Like when we were 12, 13.
Aaliyah?
Hold I'll on. Bring her up. I remember can't remember.
R. Kelly was smashing that when she was 16.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, yeah, I had a crush on R. Kelly.
They were married as she was 16. He groomed her, but she was hot. She played in Romeo Must Die.
Oh, yeah. Dude, she's really
Queen of the
cute.
Damned? Queen of the Damned?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, what happened to her?
Aaliyah, she died in a plane crash.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, yeah.
Was she in Destiny's Destiny's Child?
No. But the Destiny's
She was in a group, right?
No, you're thinking of TLC. You're thinking of Left Eye, who also died in I think, a plane crash.
In the same, was it the same plane crash? Or?
It could have been the same plane crash, yeah, I think.
Like, are you going to bring him up for us? Because, goddamn, we literally gave you like a 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
He Googled Rihanna.
Aaliyah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I remember. I remember.
She was a cutie.
She was a cutie, yeah. That was your crush?
Oh, she's definitely a crush. Go down to see her dressed kind of like as
like the Queen of the Damned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where?
Left. Yeah, that one. That's Queen of the Damned. It's a movie, Queen. A great movie, by the way. With the vampire Lestat.
Yeah.
I love that shit. Body. Yeah, she was great. But she, unfortunately, she was groomed by R. Kelly. She was like married at 16. He signed her, banged her, fucking collected. Yeah.
What about the chick in Underworld?
Huh?
Underworld.
Kate Beckinsale, still hot.
Oh, Kate Beckinsale, yeah. She went out with Matt Rife.
She went out with everyone.
She was banging Matt Rife.
She was banging Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson. Really? Yeah, dude, she banged all kinds.
When did she date Matt Rife?
It was like recent too. Okay. He likes older women.
I only want to perform in LA just like a bang came back and sell this. It was just banging comics left and right.
I saw him in an interview like a couple of weeks ago saying how he had been in a long term relationship and he was just fucking around on stage. So he went from hey, no, I could actually bang these bitches.
Yeah. Like Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah. My buddy Eric went to go see his show, I think in Halifax, because he was down there doing a show. And 90% women going absolutely crazy for him.
Oh,
and
dude.
The last, and but the thing is, he leans so hard into shitting on women. It is kind of funny because he's sick of it. He's sick of like getting all this, like he wants guys to like his jokes because he is a good, good comedian and he puts in the work. But the girls are just laughing at anything he says, right? And he kind of hates that. So he's like trying to shit on him and stuff. But his last joke didn't hit, was like for the guys, but the guys didn't like it. And he drops his mic like a mic drop and Eric he DMs him because he's like drunk vibes and he jumps and he's like, hey man, that mic drop didn't really work out. And he kind of like for some reason and he writes back and he's like, yeah, but I got a standing ovation. I think that counts. And just left him there.
Like,
yeah, nice. Fair enough.
I like that.
But if he was serious about having dudes like him and women not like him, he'd gain 35 pounds.
Good point.
He looks good.
If he's gone, I don't want chicks liking me.
Lose a tooth.
Stop working out. Go back to your old teeth.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Yeah. Stop working out.
If you have fucked up teeth, they'll hate you.
Yeah, take the silicone out of your jawline.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm all for him.
Yeah,
look good. Fucking have your career. Be healthy and enjoy your life.
No, fuck that guy. He's too hot.
Yeah. I like
who's
him.
This?
No, I'm happy.
Yeah. As I like him, I'm very happy.
I thought I'd hate him. Well, we've said
yeah,
this
we thought we'd hate him.
I'd
we like him,
but I like him.
Yeah,
was that? Yeah, it's like the whole the girls at first are like, I can't wait to see him, and then by the end of the show, the girls are like, what the fuck, and the guys are like, oh nice, this guy's funny. Yeah, you know, it's that type of thing. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, I kind of get the opposite of that. A guy I was working with a couple years ago. He was like, it's very weird whenever I see people come to your show, whenever it's women, they always seem angry that they're coming to see the show.
Really?
He's like, they're coming in going, I don't know why you brought me here. But then they like it.
They leave happy?
Yeah.
That's good.
But that was in the old days. I'm in my mind now, everyone likes me. But
Mike's pleasing all women out there.
I do his, like, I perform with him a lot. There's a lot of women at the shows.
Yeah.
I'm chubby old Matt Rife. Yeah.
Ladies,
I'm
man.
French Matt Rife.
French Canadian Matt.
He's French Rife.
Puerto Rican Rife.
Imagine if that's how I sold myself. My bio was yeah. Mike is the Canadian, the French Canadian Matt Rife.
And dude, people that makes
like,
sense.
I do no crowd work. He's like, women hate me.
So funny. It is funny, too, that people like diss Matt for only doing crowd work a lot. But
good
like
for him.
It's so fucked up that you're like, oh, well, you only doing crowd work? Like,
you can only make up jokes on the spot and be instead hilarious. Instead of having to fucking think about it for like 2 days.
Oh, you're funny in front of the public? No, oh.
No joke.
I think crowd work is harder.
There's a. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's Jesus what makes Christ.
Just a hunch.
There was a girl on TikTok who literally said had a video and she's like, fuck, don't. I would have saved $100 if I'd known that he did the same show on Netflix that I saw in person.
Oh, she's retarded.
Tons of likes. No. Most of the people who go see his shows don't know what comedy is. He's hot. He's fucking and funny to them. Like, he's, you know, so they want to go to the show, but they feel ripped off because his Netflix show was the show that felt personal to them. When they saw him live.
But that's the one that was recorded.
Yeah, but they saw the show that wasn't recorded, right? Just he's running his show. He's running his hour. But they felt betrayed because it was the same show. They thought they were getting a unique experience because he's doing crowd work and he's doing all sorts of stuff. Wild, right?
Imbeciles.
That's your audience? Like, I'd be kind of pissed, too.
I don't know.
If I were that
better
good,
than Poseidon's audience.
If I were that good looking, I'd kill myself, I think. I definitely wouldn't hang around.
No, you'd hang around.
I had a guy once tell me that he had seen me, like, he saw me, liked what I did, so he went to see me the week after when I was on tour. And then he was like, same hour. Like, that was kind of, yeah. I thought it'd be different jokes. And I was like, I'm not going to write a fucking new hour every week. Like, it's the same. Did you notice? Crazy. It's the same title. It's the same poster. It's the same. It's like going to see fucking Titanic. And go fucking, they're still sinking.
They fell, yeah. It's like they fell for the iceberg twice.
Dumb.
I knew before the fucking movie started. Yeah. You told me this guy didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe there's room on the fucking raft this time.
Yeah, he's waiting. He's like, that stupid bitch killed
him
twice.
That is funny. That is funny that people think that, but like, because it's everything else you would think that.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to see a music band, you're like, you didn't play the hits.
Yeah. But then, yeah. And you go to McDonald's, you order a Big Mac. You expect to get a Big Mac.
Yeah.
You're not like, where's the souvlaki?
Yeah.
It's a different week. It's a Greek week.
Yeah. Yeah. I think people need to shut the fuck up.
I'm with you.
So, speaking of souvlaki.
My favorite topic.
We talked about this. Why is Kojak souvlaki?
Because they're retards. And I've said this many times. It really bothers me. Because they try to justify it. I remember I had an argument with someone. They try to justify it in some dumb hick way. Literally... It comes from souvla. It's V. It's souvla. I don't know why they put an F and they maintain it. It's souvlaki. Even in Greece, it's souvlaki with a V.
What does it mean?
It's a skewered, I guess. The souvla is the thing that you turn. What's it called?
The rotisserie.
The rotisserie thing that you put the meat on. That's a souvla.
Nice.
Just a souvlaki. A small aki. You know, like a small souvla. Just a souvlaki. Okay. That's it. Very small.
And they were saying that in Greece it's pronounced with a F?
No, I guess in his village, whoever doing it first. In my village, they're all like, souvlaki. It's like, yeah, bro, because they had no teeth, bro. That's not the same thing.
That might be it, though, for real. That's why, like, people in Spain, because the, was it the king or the prince of Spain spoke with a lisp? So then people in Spain just started speaking with a lisp.
Yeah, that's why they do it. It's true. Because they didn't want to make fun of him. Because he was always coming. He's like, the cerveza, por favor. And then they're like, is that how we're supposed to talk? And then they didn't want to piss them off, so they all just started talking with a lisp, and now it's stay with a lisp.
It's crazy.
From España.
You can't sound like a scary dude.
No.
With a lisp?
Yeah.
Okay. But the Mexican's good.
Unless you're Mike Tyson.
Like, Buenos Aires. But then if you have the Spanish, like, Buenos Aires.
You sound scary, but in a gay, rapey way.
Yeah. In Mexican?
Yeah. Mexican, you sound gay and rapey if you have a lisp.
Oh, if you have a... No, in Spanish, you mean if you have a lisp? Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael Ward.
But
welcome to España. Welcome to Barcelona.
No, but...
Dios mío.
The Spanish you don't sound scary, but the Mexican Spanish.
Hey, yeah. Mike Ward.
Rapey.
A little bit more from here, you know?
Hey, gringo. Welcome to Mexico City.
Orale.
Orale.
Scary Saxon's got to be Russian.
For sure.
Yeah.
Russian.
Welcome to Moscow.
Russian is, yeah, Russian.
What?
I'm doing a Russian accent.
There's a, who's, somebody had a bit about, like, if ever you're in a country lost and, like, you feel scared, just start talking to yourself in a Russian accent, people leave you fuck alone.
Okay, yeah. I saw that.
Where is vodka? Where is nearest vodka dispensary? Yeah.
Might have been Gaffigan.
Yeah, it is a scary accent. That one?
Russia.
Arabic isn't really that scary.
It depends. If there's a flag behind you and a camera on a tripod and you're hearing it for the first time.
Yeah, if the guy's running down the street with a backpack on, maybe.
Yeah, but that might be the scariest thing you've ever heard.
Italians is nice.
I have
Arabic. My friend Chris Ramsey, come to eat the pizza from Aguido.
Yeah.
I have Arabic coworkers, and they speak Arabic to each other, and sometimes it's in front of clients. And you should see sometimes when they're American clients, but like from rural areas, the way they look at them,
like
dude.
DC.
Like,
but what do they say?
I don't know.
This car is the bomb.
I have no idea what they're saying. I'm not Arabic, but they're. And
oh, they do
get,
like the guys there. I'll be
serving someone, and then they strike up a conversation, and they start in English sometimes and switch to Arabic.
Bro, I love these people. Who are they? They're awesome. They're amazing.
But they don't do it on purpose.
I don't care. I'm giving them credit. They better speak
in their language.
And then, dude, just the reactions that some people get. Like,
yeah.
It's like, what?
I actually like the Arabic language. I think it's a nice sounding language.
Depends
compared
from where.
To a lot. Okay.
In Lebanese, it's nice.
Yeah. Right. Lebanese is nice. Yeah. It's a little softer, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Our friend is Lebanese. I like the sound of it.
Yeah.
It has a nice nice flow to
intonation.
It.
Intonation. Yeah. Like,
it's like Athenian Greek. It's like they're singing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Athenian Greek is nuts. I don't know why he would ever describe
it. It is, but it's like the way they speak. Yeah.
Athenian Greek is like singing. The only singing language in Europe is Italian.
Mm.
Them, it always sounds like they're singing.
That was actually singing.
Yeah.
That was just him ordering a piece of cheese.
A pizza pie.
A pizza pie. Amore.
I don't know. That's how I've heard them on TV. My mother's soap operas.
So talk to me in Greek.
We still make fun of Greek accents, right? Like, that's okay. That's like Italian. They're the same.
I was at the airport too, and it was like, it kind of sounded like the highs and lows, like.
Yeah, like that.
Yes.
No one talks like that. I'm lying.
I swear to God.
No one says that. I just said like, hey guys, where's my luggage? Like no one talks like that. They'd be like, hey guys, where's my luggage?
But
Italians, they'd be like, where is my luggage? There it sounds like, you know, they go ups and downs.
I was in Athens.
Greeks are very like, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, but I was in Athens and there was this lady. I asked her for directions and it was like
that. The more you talk, the more I'm sure that you're not even Greek. I'm sure you're just some fucking Italian guy that picked up a little bit of Greek.
I'm very upset.
Dude, he looks
right
like he came fresh off the boat.
I'm very upset right now.
I told him he looks like he lived in a lighthouse for years.
He looks more Arab. Than Italian.
Oh. What?
He acts Italian.
He acts Italian, looks Arab. He's the international man. He's the man of the future.
I'm Mr. Worldwide.
He looks Arab, acts Italian, pretends to be Greek, originates from Albania. This is the man of the world.
Fuck yourself.
The man of the world, people.
In the summer, I look Sri Lankan.
Yeah. We're all going to turn into him. We continue banging.
Yes.
In 100 years, we're all this.
Yeah, you're just going to come next week with the yarmulke on and just like throw us all off. Like, oh, what's happening here?
Shalom, my brothers. What's the deal with these Palestinians? Is that war still happening or we have a ceasefire finally?
I heard there was a ceasefire.
A bunch of hostages got released.
Like 15 of them.
And I like that whenever they talk about it, it's a 4-day ceasefire. Like it's super short.
It's very limited. Yeah.
Oh, no, but they broke the sea. It was like 4 days, but then at two days, they started firing at Palestinians with snipers and
shit. Well, to be fair, it feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
If you're in it. You know, so you're like,
I got to stop shooting these guys for 2 days.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't understand. Ceasefires and all that shit's crazy. Either you stop the war.
There's laws. Or
it's so crazy, but it's a war.
It's a break.
There's so many.
You know what
laws.
Else is stupid, bro? The words war crime.
Yeah,
you know how crazy that is.
Yeah, everything
war is
a
crime.
Yeah,
all that, like they're trying to stipulate, is like that rape is justified.
The Geneva
it's
Convention,
all a crime.
The,
oh, this is a crime. You're going in, you should be killed. This is all a crime.
Yeah,
rules, but I think when they say exactly,
there shouldn't be engagement. That's what I'm trying to say.
There are rules, and if you shoot a bullet, you gotta like write a report. Like it's all according if you're a part of the UN and this and that. There's like crazy rules.
Don't fire. My thing is, I don't like that. There's rules of engagement means that we're pushing for engagement. War crimes, meaning that there's good war and bad war. There shouldn't be war.
Well, my dad, because he was in the Canadian military, They wanted to
brag for our military.
They wanted to ship him off to Cyprus. Remember when that shit was happening?
My dad was there.
They're like, we don't need you here. Go over there.
And the thing is,
they want to send him.
They made a trade. Yeah. They made a trade with another military.
They tricked him into thinking he was army.
Yeah,
and that's where he slept with an Italian lady.
Yeah, like, we have an inventor for you.
Well, he wanted to be a pilot, but they didn't let him for obvious reasons.
Yes.
And what happened was
obvious reasons. He was working at the World Trade Center during September 11th. That's actually a fact.
It's true. Yeah. But when they wanted to ship him off to Cyprus, he went AWOL because one of the conditions was you had to stand at the front line and they were just peacekeepers. And he had to stand with his gun unloaded, like the clips on the side.
That's a good strategy.
And he can only fire back unless his life is in grave danger. So even if they start shooting, he has to be like towards him. Then he can load and fire back.
The way he treated your mom, though, his life was always in danger.
Yeah, yeah, he should just start blasting. He shows up and starts firing.
So he was like, he was young at the time, and he decided to go AWOL. The military police was looking for him for like years.
So he was a Greek immigrant, joins the army, the Canadian army, then goes AWOL. But then goes AWOL in Europe, but comes back to Canada.
Then they arrested him?
That guy's got fucking balls.
Oh, he's got balls.
They arrested him? They probably arrested him.
No, they didn't. They couldn't find him.
They couldn't find him. No. Bro, he's this big.
Yeah.
It's true. They couldn't find him.
But imagine, like, wouldn't you, if you're in Europe going AWOL, go to another country?
Dude, the rules didn't apply back then. He was even a truck driver. He was telling me the story last time.
Oh, no, they didn't ship him yet. Sorry, they hadn't shipped him yet. They had told him, like,
we're going to ship you. And he says, ship this dick. And he ran away.
They said the rules. And then he was like, fuck that, I'm not going. And then he went AWOL. Sorry, I didn't phrase
it properly. Balls on him because, yeah.
But he was already signed up, right?
He was signed up to go, but he went AWOL.
When he was a wanted man for AWOL, when he was a wanted man for child support and all that, he still didn't give a fuck. He still crossed borders, went different
countries. Yeah.
He became a truck driver. He killed that lot lizard in Arizona.
Allegedly.
And so, like, he's done so much. Like, he doesn't give a fuck. He's just like, he's playing GTA.
He is, actually. Yeah.
He's just in an open world game as far as
he's Frank concerned. Abigail, but like the Greek version of Frank Abigail.
Frank Abigail?
Catch me if you can.
Frank
Abigail. Oh, yeah.
He's just bouncing checks.
Were you the one who told me it was fake?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fake.
Yeah. All of it.
He got you again. Yeah.
Dude, my dad escaped in a shipping container.
Oh, yeah?
Escaped.
What do you mean?
Because he couldn't go to the airport. He couldn't fly out.
His passport was flagged back in the day.
He wasn't even allowed to get married.
So he got into a container.
That's the story.
Like with food.
Well, because I don't know. Because the thing is, couldn't. What happened was with what happened was is he it was one day over because he left when I was 6, came back when I was 12, and then left again when I was like 14, 15.
He's an international man of mystery.
So what happened was because the first time he left, he racked up insane debt under my mother's name. It's a whole thing. And then what happened, he dipped to New York to make money. And then what happened was...
He orchestrated 9/11.
He came back. And then what happened was he racked up a huge debt again. And then he's old
again
now.
With your mom's
no,
name?
No, this time under his name.
Okay.
And then what happened was he refused to pay child support. And then eventually, I think he got mad or something at all the bill because he couldn't make a living, you know, all the shit he had to pay. So I was like, fuck this and fuck everyone. And he just dipped and he disappeared for like months.
I like how it was your fault. Fuck this and fuck everyone.
Yeah. He disappeared for months. And then like we were calling our grandmother like, yo, where's dad? And she's like, I don't fucking know. He just dipped. And then what happened was eventually months later, we get a phone call from Greece. And it was him. And we're like, yo, what the fuck? Where you been all these miles? He goes, I was at sea and shit. And yeah.
Wild. He's on a sea container filled with sex dolls. He's just,
this is going to be a big thing in the future. I'm telling you.
That's not a bad idea.
I can't move. They'll know.
If you can move, what I suggest you do is you go and you watch one of us on tour. MikeWard.ca. MikeWard.ca is Mike Ward's website. He is on tour right now. Mike Ward Modest. All over Quebec. The hottest selling stand-up show in the nation.
Yeah.
Tickets are available for some places. Other places are sold out. That's what happens when you snooze, you lose. So head over to MikeWard.ca. Also, if you're interested on what Mike Ward is up to with his French language comedy podcast, Mike Ward Suzukut, which happens to be the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, head over to Patreon. Patreon.com/Suzukut.
And my old show is on there. I put it up.
Noir Mike Ward Infamous there. Or Noir. Ooh, damn.
He calls it his old show, but it's his brand new show that you've probably not seen yet.
It was recorded last October in the beautiful Club Soda.
Yeah.
Downtown Montreal.
Got two offers for $200,000. refused both of them, put it online.
Because he knew I didn't really have that money.
Yeah, so you guys don't even have to pay $200,000 to watch it.
Yeah. No.
That's pretty cool.
You could just get it directly, $5
subscription.
And not only that, you have access to the entire back catalog of Suzukut episodes.
That's crazy.
So it's definitely worth it. Patreon.com/Suzukut. MikeOr.ca is his website. Poseidon is ThePoseidon69 on social media. He's got a website called I Am Poseidon, IamPoseidon.com. Find out what he's up to. Chris Ramsey, magician, wizard, comedy magician, wizard. He's online. He's solving puzzles. He's got the YouTube channel. He's got Area 52. I got a new patch of Area 52 that I got to find where I want to patch that. He gave it to me over the Washington vacation. So I'm going to patch one of my sweaters with it. Right now, what's your like schedule looking like? You on tour?
Nope. Nothing.
Right.
Work. Just
Area 52,
old.
New videos coming out. Him solving puzzles. The puzzle he's going to solve is what happened to the Epstein client list. That's the next thing he's working on. He's going to figure that out for you guys because we've been wondering. Yeah, on tour in English and French, mostly in French, 2024. Dates have been confirmed, but they're going to be officially announced in December. You can look for me, PantelisComedy.com, Patreon.com/Pantelis for the intellectuals, for Pantelis Podcast, for the French Cast, for the French Cast bonus tapes, for the Pantelis Podcast bonus tapes, the morning show. We got all kinds of stuff. Thank you all and go fuck yourselves.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.